Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, then on top of everything else that... A little rough there.
Right. It's my update.
A little rough, a little positive. We had some positives in there, but hey, we're okay. It's a Friday, man. It's a Friday. It's a really interesting thing with this, with finishing off this series last night for the Miami Heat and moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. They got to wait now to see if they're going to play Boston or Milwaukee. And of course, Milwaukee can finish that series off tonight. But saying that, the Joel Embiid also said, why in the hell did we get rid of Jimmy Butler? What were we doing? And this is what happens. And by the way, we're familiar with this, where you decide to sign a different guy, or at least that's the perception. And you decide when you go, well, we got to give some max contracts. We got to get big bucks. Jimmy, we're going to pass on you. You're really good in the playoffs. So if you don't think Jimmy Butler was a little bit motivated, and oh, by the way, he was the best player by far in this six-game series that we just had. Little bit of motivation for Jimmy Butler, who in his own way takes his little jabs. I call them little Heat jabs. They're never big ones that become a bigger story than what they did. But he didn't really need to, because Joel Embiid was asking the same. Joel, one thing about it, he gets going. I don't know, can you do that when you're the runner-up MVP or a finalist for the MVP award? But he decided he was going to come out, and he just was going out. Yeah, that's not the same James Harden. That's not who, you know, who we thought we were getting. We thought we were getting the Houston Harden, and he's done. He's not around anymore. We're not getting, that guy's not coming back. He's a different kind of player, and so he's great. We're not a very physical team. So Joel Embiid just gave those Philadelphia riders last night
everything they needed.
Oh, my God. Right. Here, have some extra time. Do an extra article. Give us a couple extra minutes on TV because Joel Embiid decided – but he kind of forgot about his 7-for-24. I didn't hear a lot about his 7-for-24 night, too, which is not exactly going to win games.
Right. What do you always say, look in the mirror sometimes?
Well, I say that all the time.
2-of-8 from three-point land? Like, what are you doing shooting 8 three-pointers? I know you're a good shooter, but I think Hubie Brown said it about 9 times on the broadcast last night. He needs to be in the paint. He dominates when he's in the paint. Even with Bam on him, he was playing well.
I think all the work of going down and getting in position – I'm not so sure he wanted to be physical all night.
You're right.
When you go outside and you start taking those shots at 275-pound guy, I'm not so sure he was in a real hurry to get down there. Even though you're right, when he's down there and if they're patient, they finally get the right pass in the right position to get him down low where they can get him a short shot.
Right.
How
many times did he fall, by the way, last night on the floor?
A lot.
He must have hit the floor 8-9 times last night.
It was physical. Like
I thought
he said,
broke Danny Green's leg in half.
Physical.
In the beginning of that game.
Just the whole thing was it was an ass beat. It was a 9, even though it ended up being just a 9-point game. It was up to 20 with about 5 minutes left. But good stuff, man, for the Miami Heat moving on for Jimmy Butler and all those undrafted development guys that everybody talks about. You got to have all the stars and stuff. And honestly, Jimmy Butler, if you didn't watch the game, you just look at the stats, Jimmy's supporting cast, at least the first tier, didn't do much. They didn't have to. They're getting it from everybody, just enough. And Jimmy took 29 shots. Don't tell me 13 of 29 that Jimmy was going to make sure that thing was going to be over last night. When he saw they had a chance to win that, he made sure he was taking the big shots and he was going to be aggressive. And he won't do that every night now. If everybody else is rolling, he's pretty good. And the three-point shooting by everybody last night was
not great.
Not great.
Right.
Not exactly high-caliber stuff, no. For sure. Not,
how about Bam?
Not you're looking for.
Five shots.
Five for five, yeah.
Right, I mean, he went 5-5, but five shots. That's your number two guy out there or your number two star.
Tyler hasn't done much the last
couple
games.
No, I know.
Either.
5-12 for Tyler. He had 10 points. I mean, Tyler and Bam in a deciding game had 20 points combined.
Well, the other really good story, and again, I know the Duncan Robinson's been the story, but the Max Strus story.
Unbelievable.
Is, hey, the two big games, and that guy shows up. The two most important are the last two to set yourself up to close it out and then go on the road, and Strus shows up. And if we're to be honest, he was as good as anybody on their team, too.
Oh, yeah.
Last night. Now, Jimmy Butler wanted to make sure, in my opinion, he was going to be the best player in this series. And he clearly was the best player when we start ranking. Because that's what all the national guys are going to do. They're going to do all the who is the best player and all the different angles you can do is you put these games under a microscope and then we do the blame game. Instead of all the good stuff, they're going to be ripping on Harden and Embiid today.
Well, Embiid already mostly. Did the blame game last night.
So. Oh, boy. Yeah. So with a guy that's that good, but you get that, it just, to me, it just takes a lot out of the team. Like, James Harden getting called out with, I don't know how you give him, somebody'd have to explain to me how you give him, and I know Geldy was on yesterday, and he was trying to tell us, you give him a 2 or 3 year, or 50 a year, and I'm like, how do you give James Harden $50 million? Mm. How do you give, I don't care what you traded for him, and what you gave up for him, how do you give James Harden, this guy, $50 million? I mean, if you're getting $50 million in any sport right now, and I know the money's taken off. It's taken off. Quarterbacks are getting 50, but we're not giving crappy quarterbacks $50 million a year. You look at the guys getting these contracts, they're guys that are either they're young, they're coming off good years. How do you give a guy, this guy, on a contract year, how do you give him $50 million a year off of what you just saw?
4 years, $223 million. He'd be the first player in NBA history to make over $60 million a year. He'll be 55.8 in average. How do you do that? How do you tell your fan base? How do you tell your owner if you're the general manager of the team? Hey, by the way, we have to make a decision. Do we give him this 4-year deal? If I'm the owner, I'm going, no. How do you do that?
There is no way, because I don't want to hear, and somebody up there will do it. Well, we just got to get him in shape and get him to really buy in. And no, those it's done. He's – you know, basically, if I'm not mistaken, James Harden and Jimmy Butler are really close in age. You never know it.
No way, right.
I mean, one guy, I'm guessing, takes really good care of himself. And the other guy doesn't look like he takes great care of himself.
Now,
I'm not with him all off season. I don't know what James Harden does. I know what they say he does. But he just – he's had a great career. I mean, you start talking about playing 10 or 12 years. Not everybody's LeBron and looking at 20, 21, 22
right.
years.
Scoring champ at you know, 37 years old, right.
Yeah, so I don't know how you give him when, even if he goes, well, I'll take a little bit. Like, somebody in the organization's got to go, look it, we can't give him that kind of money. He's bad now. Can you imagine what else the drop going to be?
Well, imagine him signing a 4-year deal, Joe, and then 26-27, the year 2026-27, he'll be making $62 million a year.
I just don't know.
What he'll look like in 4 years? Can you imagine what he's going to look like in 4 years? Making the most money in the NBA?
He'll score a little bit in the first quarter, maybe a little in the second, but he gets shut out in the second half.
Right.
It's just, that's a tough one. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, the Dolphins schedule's out, as well as the NFL schedule, obviously, with a schedule, which, boy, they blew that up last night. That by the NFL schedule did not take a back seat to anything going on, including Tampa Bay and Toronto in a great series going on in hockey. Matter of fact, that thing, I thought Tampa Bay was done, and they have fought their way back to a game seven with Tampa Bay.
Scary, right.
And then you got these playoff games. You got Luka and Dallas not going away. They're going against Phoenix, who's got the best record. And Luka said, I'm a little fired up. They're talking a little trash to me. I don't like that. So he takes over that game last night, and they destroy the Phoenix Suns in Dallas. So they got a game seven and all that, and saying all that stuff. And yet, that schedule and when the games were where they were and who was going to play and when ends up being a big story. And by the way, everybody was running it last night. I mean, ESPN basketball, yep. ESPN2, bam, schedule right there.
It was on just about every major platform you could be on last night, that schedule release.
I was just interested to see the home schedule, and I don't mean home here. I meant going home to California, and it works out. Dolphins having back-to-back games in on the West Coast, which tells me last time we did it, we had great success. We're going to do it again.
Why not?
Stay out there and do a little team bonding and all the stuff they'll do and find a sports development out there that's kind of away from everybody and everything and let those guys spend time together.
Did you get the way you wanted it? Like when I asked you the other day, San Francisco and then L.A.? Was it that? Or was it
didn't
the
matter.
Opposite,
no, right? It didn't matter.
Okay.
Nobody. I think nobody cares.
No, I just
the
thought,
first game's
right.
In San Fran.
Right.
And my parents are a little limited in travel, so I'll probably be shooting up there in a car after the game. And then you got green. We got Christmas. Got the first of three games on Christmas.
How about Aaron Rodgers?
And Aaron Rodgers.
Hey.
Aaron Rodgers, our Christmas gift.
That's awesome.
Let's hope it's a good gift.
Right. Well, yeah.
Hope too. You don't unwrap it and it's something you don't like.
But the Dolphins make that. There's a triple header that day. There's only six teams playing that day, and the Dolphins are playing that day.
And then we've got Sunday Night Football for the first time in a long time, and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers going to be in town on a Sunday night to take on the Dolphins with the thing. I tell you what, I just looked at it, and I said to myself – self, there's just a couple of games that just haven't been favorable for the Dolphins. I know these are a lot of different guys, different head coaches, different everything. We have not had great success in Baltimore. Now, we never played Baltimore in the nice warm weather that we're going to see for the second game of the season. And the second one, and this is the one we got to break, and all Dolphin fans know this, and that's the team you got to play twice a year. That a lot of people think's the best team in the AFC, and that's the Buffalo Bills. They have beaten us seven straight times. Some of them have been close for a half. We played them really close.
Right.
But
you had to play that second half, though. That was the problem.
But they've also given us some ass kickings at the end of the year that knocked us out of the playoffs. Was that second quarter was – I still have nightmares about that thing. That second quarter. That was a 3-0 game. We were in the lead in the first quarter.
That's it.
Next thing you know, we're down 4 touchdowns. It's kind of hard to do. Hey, we got Larry Bluestein going to join us for a couple of minutes. Spring football for high school. It's no longer about this year. It's about that 23 class. We're going to talk to Blue about some of that because most of the college assistants are down here right now. Watching practices, so we want to welcome all those top schools down
hopefully
here.
Supporting the local economy. Yep.
Well, you. We appreciate right. The rental cars. We do, yeah. Appreciate hotel rooms.
Yeah, thank you.
Food.
Enjoy yourselves.
Taking coaches out at night, high school. Right. We appreciate all that, and our high school coaches do like to be stroked. And because you got to always starts with the high school coach because he's the one that's with the
right,
kids all
right,
the time,
right.
Kids with the players, and you want to make sure he's putting in a good word for you, man. I really like that guy. Johnny, do you like them? Do you like their school? Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something else going on this weekend that we haven't talked much about. So the Marlins were off yesterday, but today our former center fielder, Christian Yelich, is in town. Milwaukee Brewers are in town for a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big celebration for the Miami Marlins at home. Bring out the pots and pans because it is time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Marlins 1997 World Series championship. I'm sure hoping all the old guys are able to come in, or most of them can get out here for the 3-day celebration they're going to have, and special giveaways and so many cool things. And they want you to, if you still have it, bring those throwback teal and pinstripe Marlins jerseys that you have. Bring them out. It'll be a great time. Grab your tickets, by the way, if you don't have them. Visit marlins.com/tickets. That's marlins.com/tickets. Also, Saturday night, we got Beer Fest back for the first time. So join us Saturday night for Beer Fest. At this, it should be a great time, man. Sample domestic, international, and local craft brews. Oh, man, come on. Just make sure you grab Uber, though, because there's going to be a lot of different beers to be tasting out there. Hey, it's going to be a good time. So a really good Brewers team is in town. Marlins looking to get a rolling again at home while they're home here. So make sure you're part of it. Go to marlins.com/offers today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back. We're trying to grab Blue. His phone's not working. I tried to tell him last night, Blue, your phone's not working, man. So Blue's going to have to call us, and we'll grab him in just a second here. High school football, spring football's going on. The reason I bring it up is because most of the schools are in town. Right now, everybody, head coaches, are not allowed to go to spring football practices, but assistants can, and they are all over South Florida in what looks to be a really strong 2023 class. Joining us right now is Larry Bluestein. Blue, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Kind of busy time of year. And, you know, like they always say, this is a busier time now than during the regular season because of the fact that you're trying to discover not only the current class, but the classes ahead, like 24, 25, and you know, even some 26 kids who are at some of the private schools. So, yeah, it's been busy. It's been rewarding. Had an opportunity to see a couple of scrimmages already. So, and it's loaded. As you said, it's a loaded class. We kind of knew from a receiver standpoint.
Oh, my God, Blue. We got 4- and 5-star wide receiver. I was blown away, whether it's Jaylen Brown or Ennis out American Heritage Plantation. I know a lot of people are in on Gene, but there's a lot of other guys too.
Yeah, well, you have Ray Joseph, who's a Clemson commit already from Edison, Nathaniel Joseph, who, if you watch him, a lot of people feel that he's should be mentioned in that upper tier conversation, and rightfully so, because he's been around. You look at it, he's been around for a while. He's played this game back in his Miami Christian, I think, as an eighth grader. So he's been around. And you mentioned Jaylen Brown from Gulliver Prep, who's not only an outstanding football talent, but a track star as well.
Oh, and God, that's Brandon a turn Innes. On. Jeez.
Excuse me. And Brandon Innes, as you mentioned. Wow. What's not to love about this kid? Eighth grade starter at university school. Probably could play three or four positions and do them all well. A premier safety, a premier quarterback even, and he had to play that position last year for Heritage. But now he gets to settle back in for his final year at wide receiver, arguably one of the top three, four players in the state of Florida for 2023. There's talent everywhere you look, I think, on the defensive side. Well, I also want to mention Hakeem Williams, former basketball player at Stranahan, wide receiver, 6'3", can jump out the building. Easily one of the premier kids. And Fowles at Dade Christian, who's another one. And you mentioned Gene. I mean, I don't see how people are letting this kid pass by because of the fact that, I mean, his size alone. Yeah. Andy's like 6'1 and a half, 6'2". He's 180 pounds. He can run. I'll tell you what, we saw this coming 2 years ago from the receiver standpoint. But then when you look at Reuben Bain and you look at Lamont Green Jr., guys like that, and you add them into the mix, it's pretty talented. And there's a lot of naysayers around football and probably around the state, maybe because it's out of jealousy, that says that the South Florida area has declined. Nah, I don't agree. Not when you could trot out a Damon Fagan from American Heritage and players like, you know, that. I Javon Brown, who makes his way from Deerfield Beach to St. Thomas this year to play linebacker. And Damari Brown, who's picking up a lot of offers of lately from American Heritage as a cornerback. So, and then Mark Fletcher, who's already committed to Ohio State as a running back.
Big, strong dude, man. Good God, is he something.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally disagree, with the fact that, this is diminished. The talent level is diminished because, I had a chance last week. Over the weekend, they had a referee scrimmage over at Traz Powell, and you had Homestead going against Northwestern. And a Northwestern team that was down everybody from the secondary because they all were running track, so they weren't there. But I'll tell you, but they've jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and they started inserting some of the reserves. But, we had Max Edwards on our show last night, and I talked to him on Saturday. He doesn't feel that this team, is getting the respect, and they'll have a chance to show it. They have a really tough schedule this year. Obviously they play the local teams, but they also play Venice, which is not an easy task. But that's the thing, too. When you look at it, guys, I don't have to tell you, but South Florida never runs from anybody. I mean, they run towards the competition, and that's what's happening. And I know you had Sean Serra on, and he was talking, about some of the showcase games that'll be played down here. We have seven teams from South Florida that are getting an opportunity to play national games, including Stranahan and Western and Dillard. And then St. Thomas gets an opportunity to play St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, which is going to be one of the ESPN games. And Chaminade gets to go against St. John's, a team that that a couple of our programs have played over the years out of Washington, D.C. So we're going to be in the spotlight, and we deservedly should be.
Hey, Blue, real quickly, with the movement, and we know about the transfer portal for high school too, who do you like as your top couple of teams right now as we're now in spring football? Where do you stand on who do you think's got the most talent as of right now? Who would you give the number one spot to?
Well, I think St. Thomas, right, obviously they don't have a proven, in air quotes, quarterback, but they have some kids. But they're strong everywhere else. Their running game is going to be strong. They're really good up front. Miami Central, You know, even though that Roland moves over to the University of Miami, Coach Jube Joseph is really, you know, he's been there for, what, 10 years. So he knows the system. The kids respond to him. They have two quarterbacks, you know, and two really good quarterbacks.
On both,
running
yeah.
game. They have,
good.
Yeah, both of them. So I think they're going to be in the mix. And I think Chaminade. How could you turn your back on Chaminade Madonna? They've won four state titles in the last 5 years. They have arguably one of the best teams around. They did real well, as you mentioned, in the transfer portal over the off season. I think those three, you know, go in, you know, as teams that you got to keep an eye on. And then certainly American Heritage, new coach, but somebody's very familiar with the situation. They lost a lot of talent, but they bring back some kids too. They missed out on the state playoffs. And listen, don't sleep on Northwestern. That's all I got to
really?
Say.
Really? Boy, you've been on that this yeah. morning. So, Max, you feel yeah, like he's got a good team.
Yeah, I think he does. They're really solid up front. Their front seven is really good. Their secondary may be as good as you're going to get. And they're all fast. They're all track type of kids. They all ran the 4x1. So I think they're really good. They have a good special teams and arguably one of the top quarterbacks who has an opportunity this year to move into first place all time in total passing yards, getting by Torrey Morrison, who set the record a couple of years ago. So I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, it once again, because you know me, I mean, I'll carry the flag for South Florida until the end, and I don't think it's any reason to feel otherwise that we've got teams down here and players down here that we're gonna watch for a lot of years to come.
Well, I know you talked to Mario last night, Cristobal.
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking at that list. Boy, he's got a lot of verbal commitments, or is at least in the running as a finalist, which that hasn't always been the case down here for a lot of the top players. Mario's really worked his ass off to plant some seeds down here this soft season.
Yeah, it's not been the case down here. You know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, start pointing fingers because what's the past is the past.
Yeah, yeah, now, that's done, yeah.
You know, as Mario pointed out, he went out and got the best of the best as far as coaching and recruiters. And when you have the guys that he has like Gattis and Steele and a couple of the other guys that are, you know, that are not just tremendous football coaches, but can walk into a living room and close a deal. That's important. And he, you know, Mario's a fighter, and he'll box you out. He did, even when he was at FIU, he was recruiting against Miami and Florida and Florida State. So now that he's with a Power Five school, one that's on its way up, and a combination between the transfer portal and getting freshmen that he can develop, he's got the coaches to do it. And that's the one thing that people don't realize about assistant coaches. When you have solid coaches that are underneath you, especially for development.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do, guys, that has been the sticking point over the last, 10 years, where Miami would go out and get a player who was a marquee kid. But he never worked out. For a reason is because they never were developed and they were never taught as well as they should be, and I think that won't be the problem here. I mean, if a kid doesn't succeed, it's because the kid wasn't good enough and maybe over-recruited. Because this time around, you've got enough experience with a Charlie Strong, with a Frank Ponce, and guys like that who've been there, done that before as far as developing kids, and that's important. And I think that's where Miami has the edge, I think. Miami, Florida, Florida State all have the coaching staffs in place now where they're going to develop talent and take it to that next level.
Well, listen, we're out of time, but this was a great teaser today. I just want to let
great
you know.
Tease.
You
right.
You just gave us a great tease. It was so good. We may have to do this next Friday. Can you put us in for next Friday so we can get into some more specific kids? We can get a chance to talk about Reuben Bain, who put up stupid sack numbers last year at Central. Those are ridiculous. That kid.
Yeah, we got a lot of players. We'll talk next week. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Blue, all you right. take care of yourself. Always good to hear Blue. We didn't lose him. We didn't lose Blue.
No,
we still got him, man.
He's there joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline as always. And good to hear that, and good to hear him back next week too.
All right, listen, right now we want to take a break. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the show, so don't leave us this morning as we continue on. And we're going to have Blue joining us again here while we got spring football going on. And I want to welcome all the assistant coaches from all over the country that are in town here. Up and at them, hitting the high schools today, trying to get their names in there, trying to suck up to the head coaches, trying to get parents involved and find out who's making decisions for these kids. And if it's an aunt or an uncle in there, and probably throwing a little NIL in there as well.
A little.
Anyway, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing and your plumbing needs. You know, I've been talking for almost 30 years now about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning, because it's 7 days a week. It's always about great service. Big Daddy, we lost him. But let me tell you, still family-owned. Eric and Mike and those guys, and they run it the same way. And they do the same thing with plumbing. You have a plumbing problem, we've got some of the best plumbers in the business now working for Around the Clock Plumbing to go out and take care of all your problems. Even this weekend, toilets, sinks, leaks, anything you have, they're ready to go. But they do something else that they take a lot of pride in. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. When that water heater goes, you don't have to order it and wait 2 or 3 days before you're able to get that hot water back. No, same day installation is something we take pride at. Same day installation, Rheem water heaters in stock. We don't have to order them. You make the call. We pick up the old one and put in the new one, and you're taken care of. We got financing plans as well. There's a lot of really good things going on with Around the Clock Plumbing that I love telling people about. 855-PLUMBER for any problem you have. 855-PLUMBER. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, we are back here on a Friday, man. Nobody can mess up your Friday. I'll tell you what, the Heat aren't messing up anybody's Friday the way they're playing right now. Congratulations from Pat down, man, to continuing to run this thing the way you run a sports franchise, as they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals again. And now they're just waiting to find out if they're going to play Boston or Milwaukee.
You got a preference?
No, I think both going to be
both
good series.
Both really good teams, right?
Both really, really good series. Both get after you defensively, but both have shooting droughts. And, hey, listen, I expect it'll be a good series.
Joe, I want a little revenge. I want the Bucks.
All right.
After last year embarrassing the Heat in round one,
well,
I'm hoping the Bucks make it there.
I think it's interesting to see if Middleton is going to be ready to come back next week. I guess he started working out. It's just amazing Milwaukee can wrap this up without their second best scorer. Holiday's been fantastic.
He's been awesome.
Right. Holiday is an interesting guy. Doesn't always shoot great, but he can score, but he can defend, man. Nobody talks about him. They get caught talking about Smart. That'll be talking about Holiday. Right. Some of the defensive plays he made at the end of the game, the last game, just amazing.
And I got to correct you on one thing. You said nothing can mess up your Friday. Nothing could. I think the Philadelphia 76ers got their entire Friday messed up from organizational all the way
no,
up
No, no, I
down.
Said our Friday. I don't care right, about right. their. I could care less. I am so over Philadelphia.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The Joel Embiid and your team, and you guys go point fingers at each other, and then maybe the 76ers management can buy them all these new mirrors where you look at yourself at the end of the day where you have to, you know, brushing your teeth or catching a little shave or and it tells you the truth when you look at it, that second you look at it. And unless you got one of those ego mirrors. Now, those are different.
I think Embiid might have one of those.
Those just stroke you pretty good. But if you get one of those honest ones, got to get the honest, the Michael Jackson mirror. It says make that change. You got to get that one. That one's a little different.
I don't think Joel Embiid has the Michael Jackson mirror, by the way.
No, because
he's got the blame game mirror.
I come from this, man. You can't go 7-for-24 and then sit and blame everybody else. I do appreciate he did come out and he stroked the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I'm not sure how we let him go. What he wanted to say is because he is the best player. He's a lot better than I was in this series. Jimmy goes for 32 points. And if you don't think part of Jimmy Butler, besides the big picture, and Jimmy wants to get the finals and win a championship and join that special club of being the lead dog on some championships, which, by the way, that's a special ass club. You start looking at Shaq and LeBron and Chris and Dwayne. Jimmy'd love to put himself in there because that's where he'll be if he can lead this team to a championship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The way he's playing right now has just been unbelievable.
And no world beater on the other side either. You know, it's not like we're looking at the Western Conference and going, oh, man, Golden State just ran through everybody or Phoenix has just blown past everybody.
Things a lot more open.
I think it's wide open right now for any of these teams left to win this championship.
So the other thing is I think Jimmy Butler was pretty motivated, no matter what anybody wants to say. He's pretty motivated by the way things ended. And I know he talks about, hey, Joel Embiid's his guy and they were hugging, and I get that they made it clear that they're friends and have great respect for each other. Jimmy wanted to stick it to the team they had to decide. They couldn't give everybody a max and let Jimmy go.
Right.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they didn't let – maybe it was different. But Jimmy's where he's meant to be, man. Jimmy said it over and over. I'm with a team that thinks and plays the game the way I do. We all want to win. I'll be aggressive when I need to. And last night, 29 shots, Jimmy Butler – got aggressive with everything. So, man, big congratulations. Panthers going to try to join them and move
Let's
on to the second right. round tonight against Capitals. Maybe they'll go down 4-1 tonight and then come back and Capitals go, no, not again. Not for a third straight game.
It's got
to
be a little bit
You
of
can't
games,
do
man.
This to us again, yeah. man. This is bad. And then got the NFL schedule out, and they're hard to read, man. And I know some of you have already taken a look at the home and away schedule and put WL?
Did you do it?
No.
You didn't do the win? You didn't come out with 10-7?
I have a feeling about every game.
Okay.
So at Baltimore, second week, haven't had great success.
No, you have not.
That's going to be a tough one.
Right. That is going to be a tough one.
And Buffalo.
Always tough.
Buffalo here, Buffalo there, Buffalo everywhere has just – they beat us 7 straight times.
Jeez.
It's got to come to an – if we're going to be – I'll just say this on – and the schedule and you got to beat Buffalo at least once if you're going to go to the playoffs. And we had a nice AFC East record. You beat the Patriots twice. You beat the Jets twice. But Buffalo got you both times. And by the way, down here kicked us around pretty good. Even though our defense hung in there for a while. And listen, we've done a pretty good job of the Josh Allen throwing the football. They've done a nice job. It's just everything else. And one thing about Buffalo I have learned after the game up there, and Christian Wilkins is the only one that did something about it. They're trying to – it was a tight ball game there at the end, and they're running quarterback sweeps against us, trying to run up the score. And he was running at the end of the game to get in. They already had – that game was done. And they got inside the 10-yard line, and they are not sitting down on the ball, which, by the way, but and I told you the reaction to management and ownership was mad, like, we're paying this guy a lot of money. Why is he running in a meaningless last couple of minutes of a game? Christian Wilkins jumped in his face after, you know, making a play. And kind of got great respect for that, man. I was like, okay, you know, we're trying to keep him out of the end zone because the score, if you don't see the game, it looks a little more lopsided. It's double digit. But we played him tough a couple of times. You got to beat him. I mean, there's no – you don't get anything for great effort and keeping it close. And then the two cold weather games. We got to talk about those for Tua Tagovailoa. His comments on what happened with that Tennessee game and people, oh, it's a new year. No, I know it's a new year, but it's still cold weather. It's cold weather. Doesn't matter what offense. You're going to have to make throws. And we got Buffalo sometime around December 18th to be determined what time that game is played. I'm guessing they'll see how important it is at that point. And January 1st, we are at New England. So we're going to catch, honestly, it's pretty friendly from the cold weather till those two last two AFC East games,
right,
and find out what happens there. Buffalo, and once you get into December, all bets are off on what the Buffalo weather
the
could
weather
be like.
Be like, right?
It could be real nice, and then here comes the snow. I've seen about everything. And then New England, towards the end of the season, and also the team you're going to open with, which you feel pretty good about opening up down here with the Patriots.
I like that game. That's a good game for the Dolphins to start with.
So, you know, you don't want to start 1-3. I mean, you can.
Oh my God!
You can look at Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow, the three teams you're going to play after the Patriots. I thought an interesting number I saw last night. I hit you with this. I know your thoughts. 15 of the 17 now games you're going to play are going to be played where there's going to be a starting first round quarterback.
Wow.
For everybody talks about Brady, which when Russell Wilson and those guys are two of the best, and they're not first-round picks. But for the most part, all the guys, even guys getting a second time around, Jameis, Trubisky, those guys all first-round picks.
Right. Wow. Interesting. That's an interesting stat there.
A lot of first-rounders. Don't think that most of your quarterbacks don't come from the first round. You just hope you get one of those special guys. How do you read into Monday Night Football not giving us one game?
I'm okay as long as you got the Sunday game. If you didn't get a Sunday Night Football game or a Monday Night Football game, I would have been really pissed off.
So my take is this. You can't get a Monday Night Football game because they have some extra Monday Night Football games.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
We didn't get one.
But we also got a Sunday Night game. Did
I know
expect
that. Yes.
You expected to get a Sunday Night game?
I expect to get the Monday night, not the Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm saying I didn't expect to get a Sunday Night Football game. So trading that off
I'd rather have the Sunday.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But you're right. You were right on this. When you look at the Monday Night Football schedule, especially in the first couple of weeks, there are double headers. So there are lots of Monday Night Football games. To not get one, yeah, it's a little weird.
So
you only got the Thursday Night Football game, which is what everybody gets, right?
ABC passed on the Miami Dolphins.
Right,
my point went, nah, it's open. You want it? Nah. Yeah, you want it? Nah, we like that one. We like that one. So still a lot of people not sold after all the moves, and I think it's one of the best-looking off-season rosters with the free agent stuff and the big trade that we've had. I do. Left tackle. But there still tells me the league has spoken, man. I call it the league because the league's and the network's underneath. We did not get a Monday Night Football game.
But they put us on the triple header on Christmas. Only six teams playing that day.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's sexy with Aaron Rodgers there, too. That's really sexy. But I just look at that as kind of the trade-off for that. I did not expect Sunday Night Football at all. I was totally convinced that there might be a Monday night game, a Thursday night game, maybe that Thanksgiving Day because I wasn't sure what was going to happen there. But the fact you're playing as one of the six teams on Christmas,
yeah.
I think that makes up for Monday Night Football a little bit.
Sunday. Boy, I'll tell you what, the NFL has absolutely no respect for the NBA whatsoever.
Oh, not at all.
Used to be their day no matter when Christmas, whatever day it was on. Now it's like we've decided we like that. We like that too. We don't like – the commissioner said, I don't like watching NBA games all day. We're going to move. We're going to move one. Now we'll move two. What the hell? Let's just run 9 to 10, 11 hours of games on them. Start one, and we'll run it right till people go to bed.
And NBA, don't play Miami, so don't put the heat on at 1 o'clock or that 12 o'clock game on Christmas.
Hopefully.
Give us
afternoon.
The 5 o'clock game. Yeah.
Hopefully. That's after the turkey right there. Hey, right now I want to tell you about, before we jump into this 8 o'clock hour, talk about sports-related injuries, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been injured a bunch. 60s have not been very friendly to me, have not been very nice when it comes to injury bug, but it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, big part of Baptist Health South Florida, and Baptist Health South Florida is getting bigger and better with one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, and it's spread throughout South Florida. Where do the pros go, Joe? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors and specialists that they have at Baptist Health South Florida. I got more good news. Besides all these great doctors, they've added some more fantastic doctors, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. We got a brand new gorgeous facility, Broward County, right off 595 in Pine Island. I mean, doctors for everything up there. It's just so easy to get to. It's close. It's in your backyard. It's got an urgent care connect. It's got everything you need. If you're living in that Davy Plantation area out there out west, it is unbelievable. Dr. Swartzen, you know I love you. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.